For SearchSecurity.com, I'm Bill Brenner. You're listening to a special edition of Security Wire Weekly as part of our ongoing the deployment series. Since January, we've been talking to IT professionals who are at various stages of dealing with the eventual deployment of Windows Vista, which Microsoft released a year ago. Despite plenty of security enhancements, and even because of them, many companies are taking the path to Vista deployment as slowly as possible. That's because they've loaded the OS onto their test machines only to run into mountains of compatibility trouble. In some cases, the problem is that critical homegrown legacy applications aren't written for Vista. In other cases, the problem is that third-party vendors providing companies with IT infrastructure haven't taken care of all the necessary compatibility work on their end. And so while some IT shops are well on their way to deploying Vista, many are waiting until at least the middle of 2008. In this podcast, I talk to Shannon Betcher, General Manager of Windows Client Product Management at Microsoft, about all those concerns and what Microsoft is doing to help customers along. I also talked to security analyst Rich Mogul about his own challenges with Vista and the feedback he has received from users. First, Rich Mogul, a former Gartner analyst who now operates a security consulting firm called Securosis, shares his own Vista testing experiences and the feedback he has gotten from users.
I mean, most of the customers that I've talked with have been holding off, at least, you know, especially in the larger enterprises, and been kind of just doing limited Vista deployments. Mm-hmm. And that's in large part, I mean, because of the compatibility issues as well as the user issues. I actually went out after you had emailed me. I sort of sent an email out to a list that I'm on of, you know, if you, about 50 or so security professionals kind of scattered all over the place, and not from the vendor community, but from the end user side. Mm-hmm. Nobody responded back that they'd done their Vista deployment yet. And so I think that because of those compatibility issues, as well as the fact that you need some serious hardware improvements to effectively run Vista, those have been some big obstacles.
Now, in the past year, a lot of vendors have done their own Vista compatibility work, and just the simple fact that it's been a year now since the release of Vista, maybe a little less than a year, but are you surprised that so few IT shops have not gotten further along?
No, not at all. I mean, from the vendor standpoint, if they had a lot of warning, they had a lot of beta versions of Vista to test with over the years to get their compatibility up, and even some of the more serious issues around the tools that, such as Symantec and McAfee and others that need, you know, really deep integration. I mean, those guys were not going to make the mistake and not be ready for Vista. Mm-hmm. So, from the vendor standpoint, particularly from the more major vendors, I think that there's been plenty of support for Vista among most of the tools. It's really been the resistance isn't around, it's just more that, I don't know if you've tried to run it, Bill, it's not a positive experience right now. The upgrade path is difficult, it's very confusing to users, that's been one of the biggest complaints that I've heard. Mm-hmm. So the surprise isn't that IT shops aren't doing this. I don't think it has anything to do with the lack of security tools and compatibility. It's compatibility issues with their own enterprise applications internally, which can be much more serious. The others is figuring out the right security models to take advantage of the new security features of Vista and to deal with the user education issues more than anything.
Now, have you gotten any feedback to the effect that some of the features designed to make Vista more secure than past versions of Windows has actually contributed to some of the headaches for some? So, for example, one of the individuals that I did one of my case studies on spent a lot of time talking about the user access control feature, all of the pop-up boxes, and how, you know, he feels life would be better off without them.
Well, that is the single feature that's caused most of these headaches.
Yeah.
And it's the user account control. If we look at most of the, I mean, a lot of the other improvements in Vista, improve everything from an improved firewall to, which actually is a real pain to manage, but that doesn't matter when you're talking about end users, because in an enterprise they shouldn't have to deal with that anyway. To address space layout randomization and to some of the other inherent built-in anti-exploitation features of Vista. I mean, nobody's arguing that those are bad. And I don't think anybody's arguing that UAC is bad. It's just that it takes some tuning to get it ready for the end users and to deal with the end user issues around that. Now, a lot of that can be handled in an enterprise environment by properly building your image out.
Right.
Most of the UAC prompts and such happen when you're installing your software, when you're initially setting up a system. Those can mostly be avoided if you set your image properly so that those rights have been properly assigned or to the best of your ability. I have heard of some people turning UAC off as well. I think UAC, the model, was really important, but it's a big change for the Windows world. And no matter how well Microsoft implemented it, it was going to come with some resistance and slow the adoption of Vista.
What do you think of how Microsoft has gone about not just the actual release of Vista, but their attention to customer concerns since then? Do you think that they've done the best they could, or do you see any areas where they could be doing better?
Well, they have a lot of work ahead of them. I think Microsoft has recognized that there are some serious mistakes made with Vista, and those need to be addressed. Problem is they can't turn back at this point. So I think that we were hoping to get a little bit more out of Service Pack 1. I haven't tested it myself, but I heard there weren't too many performance improvements or usability upgrades around UAC and some of those other features. I think Microsoft is being fairly responsive, but some of the changes are so big, and that to either retrain the user community or for Microsoft themselves to fix that is going to be an absolutely tremendous effort.
Betcher doesn't dispute those problems, but said that Microsoft is working diligently to improve the situation. The upcoming Vista Service Pack will address many of the compatibility issues, he said. Meantime, Microsoft considers Vista a success based on healthy sales in the past year.
The changes that we made in the course of Windows Vista and made with our eyes wide open around security and in the interest of protecting folks had some impacts around applications. I mean, in the past, many applications assumed that they had, you know, administrator privilege and the ability to write to really any part of the system of Windows. And as such, you know, in the before Windows Vista, with most of the deployments in XP, something like 95% or 98% of all business desktop, business end users were running as administrator on their PCs, which, again, in terms of the balance, is great in terms of being able to do really whatever you want to do: download software, install software, modify system files, and even corrupt, you know, your system. Windows Vista, of course, has, you know, system file protection. It has user account control. It has many things built into it that help strike a balance between application compatibility and usability and security.
Now, what do you say to those who look at UAC, for example, and kind of complain that about all the pop-up boxes and offer up the opinion that the more pop-up boxes, the more likely users are to ignore it?
Well, I think certainly there is a point at which, you know, folks can, those notifications can, you know, there can be too many of them, and a little bit they lose their meaning. But really, I think we've done a tremendous amount of work to minimize the situations and really be specific around the times that those dialogues appear. And you know, this is, I think, a broader statement that I'll make in terms of the status of where we're at right now. Depending on when folks first looked at Windows Vista and first, got the experience, I mean, we had tremendous. One of the great features in Windows Vista is the telemetry data that we can capture, through our beta process and through our RC processes, that really focused in on, when are these dialogues popping up, how do users interact, and we actually made several changes to make sure that we were only popping up notifications when truly it was needed. And so there's been a tremendous decrease in the number of notifications that do occur. And so it's like in the grand scheme of things, folks need to look at Windows Vista a year later. Right now they need to look at the improvements that we've made over Windows Update to the experience, the improvements that are in beta with SP1 right now. And you'll see, for example, I'll take a couple of proxies. One is device coverage, going from about 1.5 million device IDs in the box with Windows Vista when we shipped to over 2.5 million that are available today. Applications in terms of compatibility, went from 254 logoed applications when we shipped to well over 2,000. I think it's 2,100 right now. In the fall time frame here. So, the progress that we've made over that period of time has been really tremendous, and it's a lot to do with the feedback that we get from customers and working with the ecosystem to improve. So I'd say, I think the days of, what you described as overwhelming notifications in UAC are over. So I think people need to look at it again if they haven't.
Now, SP1, now in beta, is there a timetable for when that comes out of beta?
Well, we'll have, we have a number of feedback mechanisms. We'll have different releases in that time frame.
What are you hoping for?
I believe that the data that we've talked about thus far is that there's a target date for getting the RTM for the Service Pack 1 out in the first quarter of calendar year 2008.
Q1 is the target for that.
Yep.
So it obviously, the beta feedback that we'll be collecting here will of course, confirm that. But Q1.
What's the feedback so far?
The feedback's been very positive in terms of things like compatibility. There's very limited changes in SP1 surrounding compatibility, and that's been confirmed through our beta testers. A lot of improvements in the core experience. When we talked about the application compatibility, the device coverage, the enhancements that we've made. Of course, it includes all of the hundreds of updates that we've delivered over Windows Update, as well as some support for some new emerging types of hardware like XFAT, removable storage, improving some of the administration experience for BitLocker and the like. But SP1 is really, it doesn't have really features in it. It's more focused on sort of the service pack that folks expect in terms of the ongoing improvements that we've made over time.
That's it for this week. The latest information security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And you can always catch our Security Wire weekly podcasts featuring summaries of the latest news and interviews with security professionals at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Again, I'm Bill Brenner. As always, thanks for listening.